The Viking cheerleaders competed against Mount Edgecombe and Sitka during the region's basketball tournament.
It was amazing. You get to see all the hard work pay off, and that's just a really great feeling.
That's Petersburg coach Veronica Maldonado. She watched all the action from the sidelines as the cheer teams were judged on how they cheered during the games and for a choreographed routine performed during halftime.
After the judging game, I felt like win or lose, we had performed our best, and that's kind of the theme that I took with me the whole week, because you go from wanting to win so badly and then just knowing that you did your best and kind of trying to find the medium there. I did not know for certain that we had won until they announced our name, because the judging is so objective. With basketball, you know exactly how many points you had at the end of the game. With cheerleading, you don't know until Saturday night when they hand you your envelope with the judges' scores what your points were and whether or not you had placed.
The win held special meaning for senior cheerleader Dayton Bennett, who competed at regionals last year. The team had hopes of winning then too, but fell to Sitka. Bennett says this time the team was extra prepared, which was the winning factor.
I would personally have to say the confidence we had in each other and ourselves, because we've done the routine so many times that it was just imprinted in our minds, and under pressure, it just brought the best out of us.
Just days before the tournament, the squad lost one of its cheerleaders due to disciplinary reasons. The team had to rework the routine at the last minute. Bennett thought the squad was able to come together when it counted.
Just being a team, we were there for each other through thick and thin. We went through a lot the week before we went out, and we overcame that obstacle, and we put it behind us, and with that, we won.
Coach Maldonado says that there was a lot of hard work that went into the performance, which they had been practicing for a month and a half.
We brought a lot of enthusiasm to the court, and we really worked on sticking our stunts without any bobbles or anything that would make the stunt look shaky. And a couple of the other teams may have tried for some more difficult stunts that didn't quite stick as well as they had planned. We really worked on being sharp and making our routine look very clean.
This ends the cheer season for the cheer squad. Although as region champions, they do qualify to go to the state tournament, they do not have the funding, but the team hopes to make it to state next year. For KFSK, I'm Rosa Lopez.